USA News. I'm Dave Collins. An agreement could be in the works to keep the government open beyond week's end.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. Over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson presented a short-term plan aimed at extending government funding until February. In a letter sent on Monday to all House Democrats, Jeffries conveyed that they are actively reviewing the proposal put forth by Republican leadership and engaging in discussions with fellow members. The House is scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. In the state civil lawsuit, the former president faces potential fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. China's president is coming to the U.S. this week to meet with Joe Biden in the city by the bay.
President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States this week. The city chosen for the meeting, San Francisco, where California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom admits city workers are very busy moving homeless folks off the streets, so the Chinese delegation does not see them or their tents. Drug addicts who shoot up around the clock are also being relocated. I'm Laura Winters.
It's predicted more than 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Iceland is evacuating a town south of the capital city, Reykjavik, because it could be destroyed by a volcanic eruption. The town in danger lies near an active volcanic system and was evacuated over the weekend after magma shifting beneath the ground triggered hundreds of earthquakes. The magma was at very shallow depth, so they were expecting an eruption within a couple days. House lawmakers this week could consider a resolution aimed at impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The measure is the work of Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who accuses Mayorkas of willful admittance of border crossers. It also accuses Mayorkas of violating the 2006 Secure Fence Act, which declares the border secure only if no people or illegal goods improperly enter the country. California is taking a stand against fake news by teaching classes about it in public schools.
Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students in schools to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. These lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes throughout the school year.
That's John Schaefer reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.